And whatever his merits and those of other possible Republican candidates, no one's got the name recognition of actor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Though sources say he's inclined not to run, the Terminator has made no official announcement one way or the other. But that didn't stop commentator John Moe from indulging in this political fantasy.
When California's recall issue is finally settled, Arnold Schwarzenegger just might be governor. And it wouldn't be the first time a muscular action star has risen to such office. Remember that Jesse Ventura served one term in Minnesota, and he did so after starring alongside Arnold in 1987's Predator.
Son of a bitch is dug in like an Alabama tick.
You can call that a coincidence. I say it's a trend. The Predator effect.
You're bleeding, man.
I ain't got time to bleed.
People who starred in the movie Predator are destined to be governors. That's why I'm heading up an effort to draft Carl Weathers, who played Dylan, Arnold's gruff but not especially lovable commanding officer, to be governor of his home state of Louisiana.
What do you need us for?
Some damn fool accused you of being the best.
Weathers, as you'll recall, was also strong but kind as Apollo Creed in the Rocky films. And if you want a governor who takes action, why not the man who played Action Jackson? I mean, it's Louisiana. I'm pretty sure if you got enough people together in, like, one car, anyone can take over Louisiana.
Why us? Because nobody else could have pulled it off.
But let's not stop there. Consider veteran character actor R.G. Armstrong, whom you surely remember as General Phillips, the man who calls together the ragtag bunch of macho soldiers for the mysterious mission.
18 hours ago, we lost a chopper carrying a cabinet minister and his aide from this charming little country.
Granted, Armstrong is 86. But that might be okay for a state like South Carolina, which seems comfortable with veteran politicians like the late Strom Thurmond. Predator effect! We could have a far-reaching Predator coalition. Carl Weathers, R.G. Armstrong, the time is now. And you too, Shane Black, Elpidia Carrillo, and Sonny Landham. If you could battle that invisible space alien monster, you're not going to wimp out over some puny budget dilemmas like the established parties. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the Republicans, Democrats, and Greens, but for a fresh, gutsy take, vote Predator Coalition.
John Moe is a writer and producer at Public Radio's KUOW in Seattle.
What happened to you, Dylan? You used to be somebody I could trust. I woke up. Why don't you?